Procrastination is the greatest theft of our wealth. Why do we procrastinate? Well, one reason is fear. Again, fear is the mind killer. If we're afraid, we stick our head in the sand and do nothing. And on the previous podcast, I talked about how taxes are on sale, and then a way to inspire people to make changes now instead of waiting months or years later. As you look at a different way to hit on the fear part, a tax storm is coming. If you live on the East Coast, you're on the shore, and you're in Jersey or Florida or Maryland or any of the states in between, and you're told a hurricane is coming, are you just going to do nothing?
You're listening to the Engineer of Finance podcast with Ken Green.
Hi, this is Ken Green, the host of the Engineer of Finance podcast, and today's topic is about fear. I know this podcast is about finances, and I have found that working with a lot of clients, that fear can be a big reason why people do not move forward. Now, I just got back from a great meeting in Utah last week. Very grateful to be a part of that team. And the only way I could ever become part of the select group is if I got over all my fears. Or maybe not all my fears, but each ones I keep addressing, I look at them, they scare the hell out of me because it's fear. And then it's, okay, I'm going to tackle it. And so at least once a year, I will look at the two top things at least once a year. I'd say more like a quarterly basis now. Like, what scares the living crap out of me? And tackle those two things first. And I found that, you know, fear can paralyze us. But at the same time, we address it, admit we're afraid of something, and then make a commitment to tackle it. I'm going to talk about commitment in a few minutes. Extraordinary things will occur if you tackle your fears. And I kind of smile because, you know, I love sci-fi movies. My wife enjoys a lot of different various movies, but she loves Dune and the book by Frank Herbert, Dune. And there's a scene in the movie, fear, the statement's made is fear is the mind killer. And the part with fear is that it can paralyze us. A lot of people just stick their heads in the sand and pretend like the problem will go away. But if you take a different approach and recognize what scares the heck out of you, and it could be finances, it could be big decisions. I'm going to give a whole list today of the stuff that has scared the hell out of me and the commitments I've made to tackle it. In this podcast, I share stories. I share about a lot of things of what I have done. At the end of the day, it's not about me. It's about me sharing stories so that if people listening to this podcast hear something that they resonate with, that if I can make a difference for one person listening to this podcast, my goal is thousands and thousands, whether they ever become a client, that's not the point. It's just about paying it forward and making a difference for others. And I've just found that you do what's right for others, it's going to come back to you tenfold. And that's been my dream for this podcast forever, is just to give ideas and strategies and concepts that will enable people to have a way fuller life today and a way wealthier tomorrow, way greater potential for a wealthier tomorrow. And there's a lot of different things that get in the way of creating that wealth. A lot of things will cause us to procrastinate and not move forward, and fear can be a big one. And I don't know if I mentioned it on the previous podcast. I know I discussed it in one of my newsletters, snippets from the Engineer of Finance, which, by the way, if you want to get on that newsletter, go to my website, engineeroffinance.com, and right on the front page, you can subscribe to that. On the snippet, I was talking about how one of my mentors in the financial industry, talk about fear. I was terrified to have this mentor come into my life over a year ago. It was a big commitment. My time, my brain, exposing myself, and, you know, a financial investment. And he made a comment a few weeks ago, which I thought was very powerful. Procrastination is the greatest theft of our wealth. Why do we procrastinate? Well, one reason is fear. Again, fear is the mind killer. If we're afraid, we stick our head in the sand and do nothing. And on the previous podcast, I talked about how taxes are on sale, and then a way to inspire people to make changes now instead of waiting months or years later. As you look at a different way to hit on the fear part, a tax storm is coming. If you live on the East Coast, you're on the shore, and you're in Jersey or Florida or Maryland or any of the states in between, and you're told a hurricane is coming, are you just going to do nothing? Or are you going to do everything you can to prepare to protect your asset, to protect your home, protect your family, protect your everything, and get out of there? You know, protect your health, just so you live, maybe potentially get out of there, or protect and protect your wealth. I mean, a lot of people have a lot of money in their homes. What are you going to do to protect that asset? You're going to board it up? You're going to sandbag? I mean, what are you going to do? Or you're just going to be so paralyzed, you're just going to sit and do nothing, or are you going to start reading and reach out for help? Get really brave and send me an email or talk to me for a few minutes. I am rereading a book by Dan Sullivan, so you can Google him. I don't get paid a thing for endorsing him. But the book was so impactful for me, and I'm rereading it because 2 years ago, a little bit over 2 years ago, it was introduced to me. And Dan Sullivan talks about the four C's. And the four C's are commitment, courage, capability, and confidence. And looking at things that really, really absolutely scared me, one being behind this microphone, a few years ago, I made a commitment that I wanted to impact and make a difference for as many people out there as possible. I want to share what I know with the world. That was my commitment, but I also knew hearing my own voice, getting behind a microphone, potentially saying something wrong because I'm a perfectionist, making a mistake, offending someone, which I got over that, and I'll talk about that a little bit as well. But that was a huge fear of mine. And so then I made that commitment, though. This is what I want to accomplish. And then the courage was doing it, finding an incredible team of producers around me to enable me to put out a world-class podcast. And the courage, which, by the way, that first monologue, my first podcast, those listening to this podcast haven't listened to, that podcast scared the living hell out of me. But I wanted to make a huge impact for everyone that wanted to listen, people that would resonate. And so that was the commitment, that was the courage. And then by having the courage and just doing it over and over again, putting myself out there, cutting myself open like a fish to everyone, sharing stories, things that I've learned that can have a huge impact for everyone listening, I got more and more capability, more and more guests coming on the podcast, better stories to share. So, and with that capability, of course, came confidence. And so I want to address like the fear side on the money side. It's like we're throwing so much information on the website. There's so much information out there, but there's also so much garbage as well. And trying to make big financial decisions, and then even more scary, is sitting down with the financial advisor. A, is this financial advisor good? Does the advisor know what they're doing? Or are they just a great salesperson? And so now you're putting trust into someone else. And then so there's a lot of pieces there. And then when you're handing all this financial data over, I mean, my clients, there's if it's not a fear thing for them, great. But for a lot of people, I know it's handing over how you've done, whether you've done incredibly well financially or are really struggling financially, can be very humbling, or at least create an incredible amount of exposure, showing that kind of financial data, debts, incomes, assets, liabilities, your priorities and dreams, what's really important to you? What do you want to accomplish? What are you afraid of? Just having that conversation, figuring out who to trust, and then finding out the person that's going to be competent, very competent what they do, and laying out all the information can be really scary. The whole point is you have to address what your commitment is. What do you want to accomplish? Do you want to live your life to the fullest? And that right there can be scary for people, is like a fear that if they have too much money, bad things could occur. And I can prove that that's a fallacy all day long. But anyway, I just want to share on those pieces is like what are, and it can be financially, it could be spiritually, it could be with your health. Look at the things that terrify you the most. And I can share at least my experience is how by addressing that, it has had such a huge impact for me and my family, my friends, and my clients. I'll address how I got in this industry, which I've talked about in previous podcasts. I mean, my hugest fear is that all engineer income stopped for me near the end of 2008. And here, after all the work that I did to get my engineering degrees, become a professional engineer, and to see all that income stop, throwing myself into an entirely new industry, the financial industry, to survive. And the financial industry, boy, I still hate the financial industry, but boy, do I love my clients. And I love all the financial products that are available. It's just the typical way the game's played, I absolutely hate. But to all of a sudden go from a person who likes to be introverted, likes to work in the corner, engineer and design, to all of a sudden going out there having to cold call and knock on doors and ask for people's business, be told no, and be embarrassed, and having to deal with that kind of rejection and treated so differently, going from being a professional engineer to being treated as an insurance agent or a financial advisor. My approach, how I treat the financial industry, instead of being paralyzed by it, it easily distinguished me from the majority of my competition because I got over that huge fear. It wasn't easy. I had the commitment, the courage, and then over time, the capability. And then, of course, with that capability, an incredible amount of confidence. Boy, was that a big one, getting over that fear. So on the fear thing, let me give some over, just little things, big things that I'm going to give a whole laundry list. I'm going to try to keep this podcast under 20, 25 minutes long. And I really hope this has an impact for everyone listening to this podcast. It might not be a money thing. It might not be a finance thing. But holy cow, if you're afraid to address your finances, I hope this really helps you move forward and push the needle forward. Keep taking that next step forward. And you keep taking that next step forward, boy, are there going to be phenomenal results. I'll start with another fun one. I mean, when I was lifeguarding, while I was getting my electrical engineering degree, I had this just a great job at Tahoe, getting to lifeguard work in Incline Village and work at the beaches, work at the recreational pool. And it was, what a great job. I am paid to stay or get in better shape, and worked with a great bunch of people. And then also, you know, I love swimming. And then to be able to also give back to the community, teach lessons, swimming lessons, and save lives. And but one of these, part of this group, never knew about, right in my own backyard with like an hour and a half from Incline Village in Lake Tahoe, there's this area called Emerald Pools in Northern California where everyone loved cliff jumping. Now, I love skiing. I love adrenaline type activities. But I've also at the same time struggled, not a huge, still not a huge fan of heights, but I wanted to get over my fear of heights. I just never liked being high on ladders, don't like looking over cliffs. And I thought, what a cool place you go hike into, and you can go jump off these cliffs, Emerald Pools. And so everyone else, it didn't scare them at all. At least it didn't appear to. They just get on. There's something that was called the finger, where it's about 30 feet or so high in the air. And they just get up, jump right in the water. Didn't scare them. I was terrified. I was paralyzed. I mean, it took me, I couldn't do it. Like 20, 30 minutes, I just kind of retreat in the woods. Like, I know the reward. Of course, you got to be safe on how you impact. And my friends who knew how to do it were showing me exactly how you're supposed to land in the water. But that fear shut me down. And then one of my friends told me that, hey, if you don't do this, I know it's going to eat you up. I know your personality. So finally, got the courage. I made the commitment to do it, then finally had the courage. And it sounds silly because for most people, probably nothing. I finally jumped off that cliff, and just the adrenaline rush, the excitement, just also was proud of myself. I just absolutely loved it. And then it migrated to 50-foot cliffs, and I think I kind of called it quits on 60s. Some of these guys and girls are doing 90 feet plus. Like, geez Louise, I'm not going there. But at least I got over that one fear. And just that experience was just such a reward, and I loved it. And it sounds silly, but just taking that jump off the cliff was, and getting over the heights, it's still not a huge fan of it. It's not like I am eager to go look over huge cliffs that drop 1,000 feet, but also helped enable me to do an incredible hike with my wife, who loves hiking, years ago, where climbing Mount Whitney. And what a great birthday present for her that I got to share. And boy, there's some pretty impressive heights. And so getting over that fear way back when accomplished me to do a lot more. I didn't mean to talk 3-4 minutes about that, but boy, was that a big deal for me then. So let me go over more fears. Speaking on stage, Boy, that scared the hell out of me. And then throw a microphone in front of me, even more scary. And now I equate it to just a great soccer game or going down an incredible hill at Squaw Valley or Alpine Meadows or name a great resort where, yeah, I get the butterflies. I get that adrenaline rush. Like, I can't wait to go out and do what I love to do, whether it be skiing or sharing some great financial strategies on stage. Boy, did that scare me. And even more empowering and just humbling as well is I'm speaking and other financial advisors, for example, at a financial symposium that are engineers and really resonated with what I had to share. It's like, hey, I thank you for sharing that. It gives me a lot of encouragement to keep moving on what I do in the financial space, having the engineering background. And then people in the audience think, man, I really appreciate different audiences. Like, hey, thank you for sharing what you've done so wrong so we don't have to redo it and do it the wrong way, and simple strategies that we can take to move forward so that we're going to have a wealthier tomorrow. Thank you for talking about you've done bad and talking about the good, and I love doing it. Now, I have a long way to go to be a great speaker, but I'm not afraid of it anymore. I just am excited by it. I know I'll make a few mistakes. I'm sure I'll say a few ums here and there. But if people can hear the message, if I can resonate with just one person out of 100 people and make a difference for that person, done my job, and thank God I've gotten over that fear. Getting behind this microphone, doing a monologue, big, big fears. Putting myself out there to be critiqued, but also understanding that on the flip side, that there's like, I'm a huge believer that like attracts like. And if I can share my stories, that people and ideas and strategies and guests that can help them move forward and make a huge impact and be part of my dream to be one of the best financial advisors in this country and to be the financial advisor that did not exist for me when I was 22 when I graduated, awesome. What are some other fears that have had huge, huge impact on me? I was terrified to be a stepdad. I was terrified to get married. I was terrified to be a dad. So terrified to have another duplicate of me running out there and getting over all those fears, making that kind of commitment, having the courage to move forward. It's just been the absolute greatest blessing of my life. My wife is awesome. I have an awesome stepdaughter, awesome daughter, and I have an awesome baby boy who's 3 years old now. Addressing all those fears has made me make even really kind of small steps forward, but significant, significant results. That was my whole podcast. I was kind of going back and forth. Do I share this? It's interesting. When I was getting my engineering degrees, I had no interest in psychology. And to get my electrical engineering degree, I had to take a summer course. I might have shared this already in a podcast. I had to take Survey of Jazz and Psychology. And are you kidding me? I got to take this in the summer to get my electrical engineering degree? This is crazy. But I love the courses. I actually enjoyed Survey of Jazz and I enjoyed psychology. And outside of all the financial strategies, tax strategies, money, financial components that I just crave and love learning and educating on every day, the biggest thing I study in addition to that has been human psychology over the last couple years. Because it doesn't matter how well you understand money, if you don't have the ability to educate others with their thinking style and relate it in a way that resonates and works, no one's going to make the step forward. And a big one on the human psychology side is fear. And so I just find it so fascinating that as much as I love engineering, how psych and designs and troubleshooting and doing it, what I do as a financial advisor, math, right? A lot of math, macroeconomics, microeconomics, addressing all those pieces, how psychology has been a big thing, because you can prove a perfect case, perfect scenario based on, but if you don't understand what drives people, if you don't understand thinking processes, you don't understand how to address procrastination or address fear or address anger. Boy, is emotions a big one. Anger can be a real powerful motivator too. And maybe we'll do a podcast down the road on that. So I really hesitate talking about fear because I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a psychiatrist. But I do know what I've gone through. And if I could share that with everyone to help them maybe make the next step, pretty cool. I just want to end it on this piece. Bill West with Bare Knuckle Brand Marketing. He'll be coming on next week. I think he'll be great on the next episode. I think everyone will really enjoy the entrepreneurial side. This podcast is designed for engineers, analytical thinkers, people who want to have more money than less money, employees and employers, people who want to start their own company or have maybe be an employee and have another company. And so I think him talking about what companies need to really look at and address from a branding and marketing standpoint, I think everyone will have will really enjoy what he has to share. That's it for today's podcast. Anyone, if you want to reach out to me, if you have any questions, engineeroffinance.com. And if you're really brave and you just want to pick up the phone and talk to my assistant or receptionist and schedule a time to talk to me for a few minutes on the phone, 15 minutes, my office number is 775-624-8839. And just to conclude on the fear side is that if the fear to make financial decisions is preventing you to move forward, I hope this podcast has helped you look at just addressing it, make the commitment, have the courage, and get over it. And then if you realize that you need someone to help, you need someone to mentor, and that's fearful, I would say address it, but then make the next step to move forward and solve it. And you're going to see a significant improvement in your life and your finances. I'm so grateful for this podcast. I'm so grateful for all the listeners, and I can't wait for the next podcast. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you for listening to the Engineer of Finance podcast with Ken Green.